Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day where we can stand. We can stand in your goodness. We can experience your abundant provision that you've given to us to encourage ourselves in the power and all goodness that you've given to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that in you, the fullness of the Godhead, was pleased to dwell, and we have come into fullness of life together with you, Lord Jesus, as co-heirs. So I thank you. Thank you for your light, your love, your truth, your righteousness, your gospel, the good news. And we are co-heirs of this in every way, to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Hallelujah, we are so blessed and so encouraged and enlightened, and oh, bless you. Thank you, Lord. We love you, and thank you for your almighty love that just keeps us strong, standing, withstanding, making no room for evil. And I thank you, this light and this goodness we bring into a world that has been taken hold of by the evil one and is under the power of the evil one. So thank you, Father God, for using us this day. And thank you, we can be everything you made us to be, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. We going on now. We've done yesterday. We saw that we must stand, and we stand in all goodness. And we just look at this morning, as you hear about putting on the armor. And it's taking hold of the goodness we have in Christ Jesus as co-heirs. And you don't see anything bad yet. Everything good. And this goodness must perpetrate and take hold of everything. And this is what we stand in, that we are not falling for the evil devices. And we also then withstand all evil, because we represent the kingdom. We represent the King. We represent the abundant life that has been given to us. Amen. So let's read it here. We're going to be reading in the TPT. As you see, the readings we gave you was in the message. It's just different, and it just puts it out in a different way. And it's so good to read different translations. You get, it just encourages you more and enlightens you more. Amen. So it's verses 13 to, where's 20. It, 20. Yeah.
Because of this, you must wear all the armor that God provides, so you protect it as you confront the slanderer, for you are destined for all things and will rise victoriously. Put on the truth as a belt to strengthen you to stand in triumph. Put on holiness as the protective armor that covers your heart. Stand on your feet, alert then. You'll always be ready to share the blessings of peace. In every battle, take faith as your wraparound shield, for it is able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the evil one. Embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance, like a helmet to protect your thoughts from lies, and take the mighty razor-sharp spirit sword of the spoken word of God. Pray passionately in the spirit as you constantly intercede with every form of prayer at all times. Pray the blessings of God upon all his believers, and pray also that God's revelation would be released through me every time I preach the wonderful mystery of the hopeful gospel. Yes, pray that I might preach the wonderful news of God's kingdom with bold freedom at every opportunity. Even though I'm chained as a prisoner, I am his ambassador.
Hallelujah. This last part where it's Paul that's got to be God's ambassador and shine this light and be bold wherever he is, even though he was in prison at that time. But now it's left to us. I mean, he's had his time. He's now part of the apostles that we built on. And that's why these letters of the apostles are so important to take hold of, because we're running the race now. And just thinking about partaking on this armor is the goodness of God. As we drawing close, coming boldly to the throne of grace, we find grace and mercy. So this is all grace. This is the divine influence that we get in the morning as we spend time with God, as we talk to Him, as we look into the Word, as we take hold of that which is good. I want you to see that there's nothing bad in here. So you study to show yourself approved. You read until you see answers, and those answers are just enlightened in your spirit and in your head, and that's what you hold on to. And then you, now many people would just, and that's good. I mean, praise God, they've taken their time to learn the different parts of the armor. But the biggest thing we could see here is that we're talking to God at all times. That is something I think we many times forget, you know. And it's you talking to God relevant to what He's shared with you, and relevant to Him being near you, and keeping you. You keep yourself strong, armored, when you just talk to God all the time. And I was going to speak about that, and I went off of there on a tangent again. But you're coming back to some just know the armor. I must put on the breastplate. I must put on the belt. I must put on the helmet of salvation. And that's good. But every morning it's unique. Every morning unique wisdom comes to you. Unique grace, divine influence on your heart that brings you mercy, love in action. And that's what you're going to get tested on. That's what the enemy is. He's always out to come and take your faith. And that's faith. It's God gives faith, and you live with that faith. So that specific word that God opens up to you in the morning is what you've got to gird around your waist, as that's truth. And that truth is reality. And that girding it around your waist is the place where wrong things, you could have bad lust and wrong leadings, and that's what you take on, that good leading, that good truth. And then you also take that truth and you put it like a helmet on your head, and it's taking hold of it's a portion of your salvation. It's light that is given to you. You keep that in your head. You keep that in your heart. That's your righteousness. That's your right standing. You don't let anything take you away from this goodness that you've received this morning, and what you receive every morning, and as you are developing and you're growing in this wonderful love, this wonderful grace, this wonderful power, this wonderful love that you've got. And then, you walk in it. It's the good news. This is not bad news. This is all good news that you've got to walk in, and this is good news that you share. And you let people see it. You share it in word and in deed. And then this is also the shield of faith that keeps you and makes no room for the lies of the devil. You stay, you live by faith, so you stay in the faith. And then it's also the word of the Spirit in that there that you can bring to some people that want to know about the hope you have, some situations where the evil, the Antichrist people are coming against you. You can share that word. You know, it's like a sword. And then just remember, God is always with you. And He always gives you a word in season in the morning, but He's also there to help you at all times. So that's kitgebeki, and just bringing the truth. The Spirit of God is there to help you and bring that truth. And so that's how we apply it, that we are lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, taking hold of all this goodness, and this goodness opens up to us as we need it. We've got it all. We are co-heirs with Jesus, blessed with every spiritual blessing, but it opens up on a daily basis because, daily we must shine, daily we must stay in the light, daily we must mature and grow. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Rise and shine, for your light has come, in Jesus' name.
Amen.